As Anissa, Eliza and Max with your 11 a.m. Z Lines. In local news, a law firm is preparing to launch a class action suit against the state of Queensland on behalf of juveniles across five different detention centres. The Sydney-based law firm Levitt Robertson said the action is based on what they considered punitive and unlawful conditions of detention. This included detainees subject to isolation, poorly kept cells, excessive use of force and lack of services. Firm partner Dana Levitt claims this is about ensuring that legal standards are adhered to and that the purpose and goals of detention are realised, and that isn't being done at the moment. The firm is seeking to speak to people who have been in the five detention centres from 2005 onwards to understand and represent past and present detainees.
Metro services will be rerouted when the council opens a new tunnel under Adelaide Street in a few weeks, with locals getting an early preview of the infrastructure before its official opening. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner said the newly built 225-metre tunnel connecting Adelaide Street to the Queen Street Tunnel below King George Square will support 1,400 buses travelling through the city each day. He noted it will also relieve pressure on the Queen Street bus station. On September 24, a special open day will let residents explore the underground busway before its official opening on September 29.
In national news, a year on from a landmark Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide Rates, members fear culture has not changed. An ABC investigation has uncovered allegations of inaction by the Australian Defence Force following claims of bullying and violence among serving members. It is reported that perpetrators who are sentenced in the criminal system face little repercussion within the ADF and can even remain at work after being sentenced. One member reported that as a victim of abuse, he has been treated like a problem, and that the ADF has looked at this as a burden and an effect on the image.
Starting 1 September, South Australia will become the first region globally to ban shoyu thai as part of a broader single-use plastic prohibition. Also called the soy sauce snapper in Japanese, it was developed in 1954 by Teruo Watanabe, the founder of Osaka's Asahi Shogyo, as reported by Japan's Radio Kansai. Under South Australia's new law, only pre-filled soy sauce containers with lids under 30 milliliters will be banned, while plastic sachets remain allowed. Environment Minister Dr. Susan Close noted their small size means they're easily dropped, blown away, or washed into drains, making them a frequent component of beach and street litter.
In international news, the United Kingdom's Labour government has announced a suspension of the program allowing registered refugees to bring relatives into the country as support for the far-right surges in opinion polls. UK Home Secretary announced on Monday a temporary halt to new applications for the refugee family reunion route while the government prepares new rules to take effect by next spring. Currently, asylum seekers with indefinite leave to remain can bring in children under 18 and partners of at least 2 years. The UK Home Secretary told Parliament that rising applications are straining housing, leading to a proposed reform introducing longer waiting periods before applying.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and with a chance of a shower later in the day. It is currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.5, which is in the high band. That is all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
There you go. You did it. Your first ever radio news presenter. There's lots of smiles I'm looking at here, dear listeners. And so thank you for bringing us all the news. And the reason I'm chatting with you, I normally wouldn't on the first day, but you're already getting feedback. Did you know that? Did you hear?
No.
So one of our regular listeners, Mr. Starlin, said, the news reading today has been A-grade. Top stuff, guys.
Oh, thank you.
So on your first day, already getting feedback. Well done. We will see you again next Tuesday with the news. Thank you
thank you very much.
Bye. And we'll go to a track here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
Before we go any further, you must know, this one comes with a language and content warning.